USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump was in Commerce, Georgia last night for a rally for GOP candidates. Speaking to supporters at the event, he once again hinted at a White House run in 2024.
We just may have to do it again.
The White House now says President Biden was not calling for regime change in Russia in a speech in Poland Saturday. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We do not have a strategy of regime change in Russia or anywhere else for that matter.
During the speech, Biden pledged to stand with the people of Ukraine.
My message to the people of Ukraine is a message I delivered today to Ukraine's foreign minister and defense minister, who I believe are here tonight. We stand with you.
COVID-19 booster shots for adults 50 and over are expected to roll out as soon as next week. The FDA may authorize a fourth shot of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines starting next week, and a permissive recommendation may soon follow by the CDC. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.